outside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit, will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Tuesday, the 13th of February. This is the Flip Side, Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. You can access our website. I'm not going to give you out the number. it's a long story. Why even give out the number? But anyway, the website is republictradinggroup.com. Or rbnlive.com, or you can go to my website, eaglesup.com. They'll take you to the same place. Quick check of, by the way, broadcasting you, I'm looking out of my window over a vast expanse of ocean looking at the Queen Mary. Yes, I'm in Long Beach, California today, here for the week. One of the biggest coin expos takes place in Long Beach at the Long Beach Convention Center. And because of the nature of the product that I have a passion in, gold, I've come to find out what's going on. And it would be really nice if the producer could turn down the pod so I don't hear everybody talking in the background, which is always very disturbing when you're a talk show host trying to do a show, hearing people's voices in the background. Well, when we get back, we may even pretend to be actually professional radio station. Yeah, well, that was an unfortunate dig on my part. We'll take a short break and be right back. Fuck.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Tuesday, broadcasting live from Long Beach, California. I knew that. As mentioned, I'm looking at the Queen Mary as we speak, and Long Beach Convention Center this week hosts the Long Beach Coin Stamp and Collectible Expo, where dealers from all over the world come. Actually, three times a year they have this. But this is the big one, because this is where we get to hobnob with all the movers and shakers within our small little industry and get to find out what's available, what's hot, what's not, what's moving. So it's going to be a fun couple of days. Tomorrow is the setup day for dealers. It's not open to the general public until, I believe, Thursday is when they open it up to the general public. So tomorrow's show, which will be hosted by Jeffrey Bennett, I'm sure is going to be dealing with some of the events of the show tomorrow, and then I'll wrap it up on Thursday and tell you all the new and exciting things. And plus it's an opportunity to say hi to many old friends who I haven't seen for many years, most probably think I'm dead or have been deported for whatever reason. Quick check on the financial markets for this Tuesday. Dow had a very good day. Dow was up 102 points at the close. Don't ask me why they're so exuberant on Wall Street. Dow closed at 12,654. NASDAQ up 9 at 2,459. U.S. dollar still below that 85 mark, sitting at 84.59. Not much change there on the day. Crude oil was up by 4 cents at $59.10. And after the big storm hits the East Coast this evening, I'm sure crude oil will be up substantially tomorrow based on the fact that all of a sudden people have discovered there's no global warming. As a matter of fact, it's downright chilly. In the metals complex, well, there were plus signs all over the place today. Gold closed up a dollar at $664.70. Fortunately for us, gold's high today. Didn't close where some people were fearing it would close, but the high today hit $666. this is a tough time. Silver up 21 cents at $13.95, briefly stuck its head over the $13.99 area, actually hit $14 during trading today. Platinum up $14 at 1,000 Freudian slip at 1,202. Palladium up $6 at 345. Currently in Asian trading, gold up a further 40 cents, silver off 4 cents, platinum and palladium are not participating in the rally. According to our friends at Bloomberg News, gold rebounded in New York as the dollar's decline against the euro boosted the appeal of the precious metal as an alternative investment. We've seen some real weakness in the dollar, and that makes me very bullish on gold, said Matt McKinney, a commodity broker at Infinite Brokerage Services in Chicago. I'm looking for gold to catapult. Well, you get old and you misread words. I'm looking for gold to catapult to $700 within the next 3 months. Gold faces resistance, however, at 675, and traders who follow price charts are poised to sell as the metal approaches that level, says Ralph Preston, an analyst at Heritage West Financial in San Diego. This is a failure to break through resistance. We're going to need an event to propel gold through this. The dollar fell after Commerce Department said today that the U.S. trade deficit widened to $61.2 billion in December. 71 economists in the Bloomberg survey had predicted, on average, a gap of $59.7 billion. The German economy expanded 0.9% in the fourth quarter. Don't ask me what that had to do with anything outside of establishing weakness for the dollar, as John Reed, an analyst at UBS in London, said more selling of the dollar will likely be a trigger to take the gold prices higher. And as for the Citibank forecast, just for a little laugh, gold will average $700 this year, poised to revisit record prices, Citibank analyst John Hill said in a report yesterday. In January 1980, gold for immediate delivery rose to $850 an ounce, the highest ever. Well, as we said many times before, if gold is to attain that lofty height of its previous high, $800, I know is symbolic because of the dollar figure, but in reality, gold would have to rise to around about $2,000 to equal $800 could get you in 1980 as compared to today. Just one of those things. So the interesting thing that I'm looking forward to in the next few days, as I said, is meeting all these experts, the gurus, and industry bigwigs, and find out what's going to be available. You see, this is what a lot of people don't understand. This is what a lot of people can't comprehend. And I say this often, is that if we had any meaningful run on gold, if all of a sudden Joe Sixpack out there suddenly realized that everything that he'd been hearing was true, the imminent decline of the U.S. dollar, the loss of the middle class in the United States, and if Joe Sixpack suddenly decided, well, I might as well listen to these guys and go buy myself a half ounce of gold, all of a sudden you will come to realize there's no gold. Gold companies will shut down. Because how can you sell a product if you can't deliver it? There's not a lot of gold out there. It's small. I mean, take the World Gold Council numbers. 140 140 metric tons of gold. Of that, two-thirds of it is held by institutions, central bankers, and less than a third of it is available to the general public, and it's between you, the investor, and the jewelry industry and the manufacturing industry that uses gold in various industrial applications. We have to forage for that small amount. So if there's any meaningful gold run, this is the reality, and this is the reason why when we talk about recommendations, and these are the products I'm going to be looking for in particular tomorrow, are anything from half ounce on down. Why would I only be looking at half ounce on down? Listen to me, I'm starting to talk like an American. Half, it's half ounce. It's quite simply, if gold is going to go to $1,000 or $2,000 an ounce, who wants to be stuck with a 1 ounce coin? In other words, the coins that are going to be in demand and the coins that are going to fetch the highest premiums, without question, are going to be your fractional coins, your half ounces, your quarter ounces, your tenth ounces. And it's amazing. Even if you go to the U.S. Mint's website, you will find that year after year, the 10th-ounce American Gold Eagle far outsells any other coin that the U.S. Mint produces. Now, granted, a lot of people buy the 10th-ounce American Gold Eagle simply because of the fact that it's a wonderful jewelry item. You can put it into rings, you make necklaces and earrings and all that kind of stuff. But by and large, the reason why those coins became and have been popular was the lead-up to Y2K. You know, I've often said that Y2K, a lot of people poo-poo it and say, well, you know, you guys blew it. I say, no, we didn't blow it. If we weren't the people out there pounding on a constant basis about what would happen if nothing was done come January the 1st in 2000, I feel very strongly that industry, once the dust settled, started to listen to people that were making noises about Y2K, and they got to work. They did something about it. They fixed the problem. Now, granted, you know, the lights stayed on, the lights didn't go off. But for me personally, it was a revelation. I mean, look, I practiced what I preached. I rented a cabin up in the mountains in Estes Park in Colorado. I stocked it with everything that I thought I had. I thought I was prepared. I said, okay, I'm ready. Bring it on. I got everything. I got my pork and beans, matter of fact, I think I just finished the last can of pork and beans about a year ago. I got pork and beans and Spam, developed wonderful recipes for Spam. You can do a lot with Spam. People don't realize what a versatile meat it is. I had Spam. I had my Berkey. I was right next to a little stream, so I had my water. I thought everything was there. I had a generator. Gasoline, had everything. Well, I thought I had everything. What did it teach me? It taught me how unprepared I was to disconnect myself from the system. Anyway, we've got to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Tell you what, we'll start next month this week.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Send a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Tuesday, February the 13th, broadcasting live from Long Beach, California. Talking about preparedness, and I only bring up the preparedness thing just simply because I actually thought I'd prepared for everything, but it's amazing. You don't know how unprepared you are until you prepare yourself for something and think that you've got it under control, and then only discover, you know, rather unfortunately too late that, you know, there were big holes in your preparedness. So it was a good dry run, if you will, for when we will be obviously required to have self-preservation. And to be perfectly honest with you, outside of all the storage of food and water and all that other good stuff, the most perfect logical store of value or preparedness, if you will, are fractional gold coins. So it's my mission over the next couple of days is to ferret out the finest products that are out there and bring them to you. So be prepared. I'm sure you'll most probably hear more about that tomorrow with Jeffrey. Because, as I said, tomorrow is the closed-door session at the coin show, not open to the general public, just dealers. We'll sit around and swap horror stories about the end of the world as we know it. Because there is a sea change going on financially. You have reports out now about the subprime mortgage industry. I think another subprime mortgage lender went out of business today. I think in the past month and a half, it brings to total something like 23 subprime mortgage lenders who have just simply closed up shop. And you got the big players that are jettisoning their subprime mortgage business. Wachovia, biggest to date, was huge in the subprime market. Well, they obviously read the tea leaves. They could see what's coming down the pike, which is the reason why the Fed didn't raise interest rates last go around. They stuck between a rock and a hard place. Because they knew if they were going to raise rates in order to try and protect the dollar, it was going to really throw a kibosh into the subprime market, which would have caused probably the implosion and the collapse of some major financial institutions, because that is going to happen. It's inevitable. I mean, even the Magamba guru today points that out in his article, which you can find on republictradinggroup.com, called Inflation Whispers to the World, Buy Gold. I'll add to that, buy gold and lots of it, my friends. I have no idea what this is going to come down to or how it's going to come down. But I can tell you just from experiences from other countries around the world that have faced these problems, the people that survive obviously are people that have the foresight to put away something that's real and tangible and is not connected or tied or connected in any way, shape, or form to the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is on a predictable path, and nobody seems too concerned about it. This is the most amazing thing. As I said, the Federal Reserve's decision to keep rates where they are simply based on they were prepared to sacrifice the, and don't think foreigners aren't seeing this. The Federal Reserve was prepared to sacrifice the dollar in order to protect financial institutions from certain financial ruin if they were to bump interest rates, because that's the only way you can protect the dollar in any way, shape, or form and stand by that canard that Treasury always puts out, that the U.S. stands by a strong dollar policy. They still say they stand by a strong dollar policy, at the same time winking as the dollar plunges off the abyss. Countries are divesting themselves out of the U.S. dollar. China is sitting with over $1 trillion in excess, thanks to Joe Sixpack buying all that crap from Walmart. But what is China doing with its money? Well, unlike the United States, which has a gunboat diplomacy when it comes to foreign relations, China is using checkbook diplomacy. It's taking that $1 trillion and it's buying friends and influencing people, and in large part in Africa. It's amazing how nobody paid any attention to the Chinese visit to his satellite states in China. And I've said this before. What a lot of people don't realize is what that visit to Africa by the Chinese premier, he was calling in his chips. See, what a lot of people don't realize is China was financing all the revolutions that took place in southern Africa. Well, guess what? They were successful. And now it's time to pay the piper. We'll take another short break and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic.
the American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Tuesday. Other news out there today? Well, I guess. Oh, look, there's a black helicopter going by. they've picked up our transmission. There's allegedly a debate going on about the surge of the president's plan for Iraq taking place in Washington, D.C. Not much of a debate. I guess everybody gets to make five-minute speeches, and then they get to vote on it on Friday, whether or not to support the president's surge plan. Well, in Iraq, things are going from bad to worse, if that's humanly possible, but they are. The Maliki government today announced a 72-hour curfew. It's sealing the borders between Syria and Iran. I found that rather amazing. Maybe we should get old Maliki over here, ask him how we could seal the borders for 72 hours between Canada and Mexico. Because if you look at a map, my friends, the border between Syria and Iran, and I mean Syria and Iraq and Iran, I think are a lot larger than our borders. So maybe they've got the trick in how to secure borders. Who knows? But anyway, good luck to them trying to secure the borders. Over the weekend, we had an anonymous Defense Department spokesman give us the smoking gun that Iran was supplying IEDs to Iraqi insurgents. And then they showed you the photos, and I thought it was rather courteous of Iran to print everything in English, being obviously an Arab country. You'd think they'd print on their munitions in Arabic, but I guess it must be standard that if you're going to make bombs, you have to print everything in English just so that, you know, we can read it. Why put it in, you know, another language? That would make it tough for people to recognize what it is. When I heard the story over the weekend, it was like the yellow cake story all over again. I mean, this is what these people do. These people are, by the very definition of insane, are insane. Because what they try to do is they try to do the same things over and over again, expecting a different result in the end. Meanwhile, it's always the same result. So now we're ratcheting up the pressure with Iran. You got Vladimir Putin out there saying things that even Patrick Buchanan, and think about this when I say this, Patrick Buchanan agreeing with Vladimir Putin? He says Putin does not have a point, but the point that he was making in his article today was Putin coming out and making the statement about the United States acting like the British, trying to create empires. And just like the premier of China going around with his checkbook diplomacy, calling in his chips from many years ago in southern Africa, Putin is doing the same thing. He's traveling around the world getting support for Russia. You know, the United States is only ally left in the world. And I'm being perfectly honest with this. The only country that agrees with the United States of America at this point in time, the only country America can call as its friend, is Israel. Tony Blair's government is distancing itself from his longtime buddy, George Bush. He's got his own problems. I guess the Australian Prime Minister is still buddies with George Bush. The Australians aren't, but their Prime Minister is. Shame, poor Barack Obama. First experience in presidential politics, and he's already made some serious gaffes. He challenged John Howard of Australia, and I don't know what the full context of his challenge of Mr. Howard was, but ultimately he backed down today, which shows a significant weakness of Mr. Obama. Mr. Obama's candidate, I predict his candidacy for president will be short-lived. And look, don't ask me why people, maybe it's, you know, white guilt is the reason why so many people were so enamored by Barack Obama announcing his run for the presidency. Well, look, white guilt goes deep. Maybe they're thinking they're cleansing their souls if they vote a black man as president of the United States. The only other people that believe a black man will ever become president of the United States are the producers of 24, which, by the way, the government is telling the producers of 24 and Jack Bauer, please cut out the torture scenes. It's not good for PR. Well, you know, we're going to get into the whole debate about torture. It's such a silly debate anyway. But unfortunately undermined the moral authority of the United States. Because anybody in their right, anybody who gets, why anybody even thinks that torturing somebody to get information is the way to go? If you are being tortured, you will tell who's ever torturing you whatever they want to hear. Please don't give me this song and dance, rank serial number and loyal to the nth degree to one. Please, come on. Let's get real. Everybody spilt their guts at the first sign of pain. John McCain, typical example. There's another presidential wannabe who won't make it. I know he's a front runner in all the polls, but John McCain's got a big problem to overcome. He's got to overcome a recall effort that's taking place in Arizona right now. That's why he's not, hasn't announced his or thrown his hat in the ring. If you think skeletons in John McCain's cupboard have been revealed, you ain't seen nothing yet. John McCain has done. Rudy Giuliani seems to be the pick for those on the right. Baby Jesus, Sean Hannity, fawning all over Rudy Giuliani. And the Republicans deserve to have Rudy Giuliani as their presidential candidate. I know Mitt Romney threw his hat in the ring today as well. No, he's a Mormon. Does he have a chance of becoming? Of course not. He's a Mormon. Not to say doesn't have anything to do with the fact that he's a Mormon. But it's virtually impossible. I mean, Kennedy got elected and everybody thought, well, you know, we're taking a chance here. He's a Catholic. So, and then his statements that he makes are just so asininely stupid. America's can only be a peaceful country if we demonstrate overwhelming force. In other words, this is his theory in his mind that America's power lies in its force. And we will only be safe if we continue this industrial military complex agenda of building up fighting forces. You see, these people have never understood or taken any lessons from history's teachers such as Burke. They haven't even bothered to read American history such as Jefferson, Madison, George Mason. You see, because the founding fathers recognized that America's greatness would in large part be able to project it around the world because of respect that people have of America. Alexis de Tocqueville stated, America is great because America is good. America will cease being great when America ceases to be good. Greatness is measured in respectability, not in force of arms. As a matter of fact, if there's any single effort you can do to get yourself hated and vilified, is by this projection of power. It's the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life. So anyway, Mitt Romney's done. And I hope they get Rudy Giuliani. Because he is the epitome of where the Republican Party is today. Anti-gun, pro-choice, illegal immigration. That's Rudy's position. It's perfect for the Republicans. Is anybody else in the race? Well, you know, notice I never mention Ron Paul's name when I talk about Republicans running for office, although he's a Republican, I know this. Does Ron Paul have a shot? Well, no. And it's not because, and please don't get me wrong when I say this, it's not because I will not be wholeheartedly supporting Ron Paul and doing everything I can to wake people up to what he's saying. But the problem is Ron Paul's message is not palatable to the large majority of the unwashed out there. See, Ron Paul will tell you the truth. He will tell you about the fiscal irresponsibility of the current Congress. He will tell you about the national debt. He will tell you about unfunded liabilities. He would tell you about the creation of the Federal Reserve. And he will also more than likely give you solutions to the problems, but nobody wants to hear those solutions. You see, people want to hear the good stuff. They want to hear how a politician's going to make their life easier, not more difficult. They want to hear politicians who are going to promise them the eradication of the boogeymen from under their beds. They want to hear a politician who's going to tell them they're going to get free drugs. You're going to get free health care. That's what they want to hear. They don't want to hear someone telling them that their pet government projects are going to have to be cut and abolished. They don't want to hear that the Department of Education has to be shut down because it's a failure. They don't want to hear the Department of Energy. Not the Department of Energy. The Department of Energy should go the way of the dodo bird. They don't want to hear this kind of stuff. It's a tough message. David Walker's trying to give out the same message. You think people are listening to David Walker? Of course not. They don't want to hear that in order to save America from financial collapse is to abolish government programs and raise taxes? They don't want to hear that. So where does that leave us? Well, that leaves you with President Hillary Rodham Clinton. Look, deal with it. Get used to it. Plan for it. It's going to happen. Irrespective of how you feel about her, one thing is a fact. She has the finest political minds backing her. She's in a bit of a pickle right now. Be interesting to see how she works her way out of this. But Democrats are calling for her to make a definitive statement on why she voted for the war in Iraq. Her statement to date has been, if I know now what I should have known then, I would have never voted for it. But is that an honest answer? Kerry tried that. Didn't work. Problem with Hillary and why she can't tell the truth about why she voted for that, because she was following the dictates of a constituency in New York City. Yes, the Israeli lobby. Will Hillary Clinton have the guts to say the reason she voted for the war was because she was pressured by the Israeli lobby? I don't think so, because she just recently gave a statement to an AIPAC convention where she once again reiterated her strong support for Israel. That's the reason why she backed the war. Not because she thought that was the right thing to do. It's because her constituents wanted her to vote for the war. But ultimately, we will have a race between Rudolph Giuliani and Hillary Clinton. This is going to be confusing for political pundits because they both basically are ideological twins. They both are anti-gun, pro-choice, pro-illegal immigration. They're going to find it really hard to try and figure out where they have differences, which should be a lot of good comedy theater, in my opinion. But that's what it's going to come down to. Now, obviously, there's a lot of things that could throw a monkey wrench in this whole thing. And that would be a financial calamity between now and then. Is it possible that a financial calamity could happen in the next 18 months? Sure it could. What form could it take? I have no idea. Would it be a complete abandonment by a major foreign entity to just simply dump dollars Well, I'm not too sure about that. For instance, it wouldn't serve China well to dump dollars. Anyway, final segment coming up for this Tuesday. We'll take a final break. Be right back.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back, my friends. Looks like gold has just jumped $2 in the aftermarket. Apparently sitting, I hate to say this, but we're about 90 cents away from $666 again. Anyway, let's not read too much into numbers. Other news out there in this last segment, I can see what's going to happen with this. Over the last 48 hours, 10 people have died around America from gunfire. You had a couple of people in Salt Lake City that were shot in a shopping mall by an 18-year-old. and obviously yet another event in Philadelphia, which is going to lead to, as we speak, they must probably already writing legislation, or just dusting off old legislation that wasn't passed over the last session. I can see the assault weapons ban legislation coming back, and guess what? George Bush will sign it. He already stated if the Republicans had passed the assault weapons ban, he would have signed it. This is your good conservative Republican president. Can't even figure out if he's a Christian yet. Says he's a Christian, but he's what I refer to as a rapture monkey. I'm identifying all these people who I will say are rapture monkeys, and then they all follow the genre, the Pat Robinsons, the Jerry Falwells. Yes, even Focus on the Family. And all the rest of them that have bought into the Scofield Bible reference rapture philosophy. So they're called rapture monkeys, who have undying support for Israel. You have to ask yourself about the Israeli-American alliance. Are you prepared as an American to give up your culture, your heritage, because of Israel? And if you are, well, vote Republican. You might as well vote Democrat as well, because Hillary is on the same boat that George Bush is on. And peas of a pot. And there's no question, as I said before, start planning for President Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's got the finest political machine working in Washington. Her reason for voting for the war, she'll never admit, was because of Israel. And so subsequently, she's in good with the boys in her district of New York. It's a guarantee to get her elected president of the United States of America. It's quite simple. And I guess that's why there's a lot of people that really don't like this network, because we tell it like it is. We identify who the enemy is, and they don't like it in any way, shape, or form. Because other networks don't have the cojones to address the Israeli question, speaks volumes in my mind. Okay, well, that's my little political statement for the day. Program reminder, Jeffrey Bennett sitting in the big chair tomorrow night. I will see you back on Thursday with all the scuttlebuck from the Long Beach Coin Convention. Till then, see you, bye.